Are you ready to take your intermittent fasting lifestyle to the next level? There's nothing better than community to help with that. In the Delay, Don't Deny community, we all embrace the clean fast, and there's just the right support for you as you live your intermittent fasting lifestyle. You can connect directly with me in the Ask Jen group, and I'll answer all of your questions personally. If you're new to intermittent fasting or recommitting to the intermittent fasting lifestyle, join the 28-Day Fast Start group. After your fast start, join us for support in the first year group. Need tips for long-term maintenance? We have a place for that. There are many more useful spaces beyond these, and you can interact in as many as you like. Visit jenstevens.com/community to join us. An annual membership costs just over $1 a week when you do the math. If you aren't ready to fully commit for a year, join for a month, and you can cancel at any time. If you know you'll want to stay forever, we also have a lifetime membership option available. IF is free. You don't need to join our community to fast. But if you're looking for support from a community of like-minded intermittent fasters, we're here for you at jenstevens.com/community. That's jenstevens.com/community. We all face stress in our daily lives. What if the answer to a better stress response is in one key nutrient? I'm talking about magnesium, and specifically Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. This one-of-a-kind product is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which could have a positive effect on our stress response. But don't take my word for it. Here's a quote from a 2020 issue of the scientific journal Nutrients. Results suggest that stress could increase magnesium loss, causing a deficiency, and in turn, magnesium deficiency could enhance the body's susceptibility to stress, resulting in a magnesium and stress vicious circle. I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. It's the only organic full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium for stress resilience and better sleep. Simply go to bioptimizers.com/ifstories. Promo code IFSTORIES10 to get your magnesium breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. That's bioptimizers.com/IFSTORIES, promo code IFSTORIES10. Welcome to Intermittent Fasting Stories. I'm your host, Jen Stevens, author of the New York Times bestseller, Fast, Feast, Repeat, as well as the book that started it all, Delay, Don't Deny. I lost over 80 pounds thanks to intermittent fasting after learning how to delay my eating rather than denying myself the delicious foods I want to eat. Now, who's ready to hear an inspirational intermittent fasting story? That's why we're here. So let's get excited to talk to today's guest. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 162 of Intermittent Fasting Stories. Today, I'm here with Jan Gray. Jan lives in Louisville, Kentucky, where she is a respiratory therapist who is currently working as a quality manager for a major healthcare company, and she also works as the director of music ministry for her church. Welcome, Jan.
Well, thank you so much, Jen. It is an honor and a privilege to be able to be here with you today.
Well, I'm so glad to finally talk to you. We set this up, gosh, a long time ago.
It has been a while. It sure has. I think maybe the end of June of last year.
Something like that. And we were recording it in May of 2021, and it comes out in August of 2021. So lots of months in the making.
Definitely. It'll be interesting to see what the world looks like in August of 2021.
Oh, yeah. I hope it looks fabulous.
I couldn't agree more.
So, you know, I like to start by asking, what brought you to intermittent fasting and when was that?
So, with intermittent fasting, I had heard about it for, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years previous to now. And what really got me interested in it, though, is that I was sitting working one day and I was taking a break and I had looked on Facebook and had seen information from a good friend of mine, Tammy Roach, and she was starting a Facebook group for people who were interested in intermittent fasting. thought, well, now I've heard about that. So I wonder what that really involves. And she went on to say in the information that she had read your book, Delay, Don't Deny, and that she had been successful in losing weight and she felt so much better, and that she was wanting to share that with others because there were so many that really wanted the information. And so she was setting up a meeting and was just inviting any of her friends that wanted to attend to come and join and just understand more about it, just to get a good grasp of really what to do and how to do it. And so I thought,
that's awesome. Now, when was that? When did she post that?
That was December of 2019.
Okay. So she is just a great person for the outreach. I've had her on the podcast and I love the work that she's doing.
Yes. Amazing. And she started at that point and has continued to this very day. We had one of our weekly meetings last night even. So
y'all meet in person.
Well, we do monthly, yes. And okay. We have in between that time during each week on a Sunday evening, we are able to meet as a Facebook group as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. Yes. It's fabulous just to be able to keep up with everybody, really.
When she first posted about it, you had heard of it, but had you ever considered trying it?
I had actually tried it once for about a week and I gained weight and I said, well, this is not for me. I don't want to gain weight. This is ridiculous. I'm going to stop. So I did. But a friend had told me about it previously and that's why I tried it then. But that's really the only time I had heard about it previously. So I decided to go to the meeting. I was pretty much at my heaviest weight at that point, and I had been so frustrated, and it was just one of those times in my life that I said, okay, it is time to do something yet again. I had previously, my goodness, yo-yo dieted, just like we hear so many people tell you that have done the podcast previously, and that's definitely been my history as well. But I decided to go to the meeting, and we had a great turnout, and it was... I actually started with the intermittent fasting, just maybe I fasted 12 hours or 14 hours the first day or two, and then the meeting happened. And so I was very encouraged. I thought, you know, this is something I think I can really do. And so started for the next month, was just trying to increase my times, just went pretty gradually, but it seemed like it was pretty easy to do. So a month rolled by and it was time again to attend a meeting. At that point, that was pre-COVID. And so we were trying to meet pretty frequently. And so I went to the monthly meeting in January then of 2020, and we were measuring. We weren't weighing, thankfully. We were measuring, and I had lost inches. And I could tell in my face, just in pictures, Tammy had been very encouraging about taking pictures and making sure that we had something to compare to once we lost some weight and just, you know, got into the mode of intermittent fasting. And I had lost, I think at that point, I had lost a total of about 3.5 or 4 inches. And I was extremely encouraged. So I came home that evening and I was telling my husband about it. And he said, you know, I really can tell it in you. I can really tell. And I could even tell that you feel better. And I said, well, that's one of the biggest things. I do feel better. I've got, you know, so many things that have really been better, but I can tell it mostly in how I look so far. So he said, you know, I think I'm going to try it too. I think I'm going to just start enjoying you. And so he did. And to date, he is continuing with intermittent fasting with me. So that's been an exciting thing for sure.
But so he started a month after you did.
That's correct.
That's awesome. So did you ever weigh, like, I know that Tammy wasn't, they weren't weighing at the meetings, but did you have like a baseline weight that you know of that you started at?
Yes, what I had caught myself at my highest was about 215, somewhere through there. And I'm a 5'5". So I was in the obese category, and that was very upsetting to me. I certainly didn't want to be that way, but you know, it is what it is. When you get there, it is what it is. But I had actually caught at the doctor, I actually had weighed even a little more than that. I usually don't, well, I don't weigh with clothes on typically.
Right. And, oh, yeah. No.
So at the doctor's office, I actually saw a recording where I was 222.
Okay.
So I don't count that usually.
No, exactly. Because, yeah, those crazy. Know, those scales yeah, are crazy.
That's
crazy.
Right. It couldn't possibly be correct.
No.
But anyhow, yeah. So, and I, over the course of between December then and December of 19 and July to August of 2020, I lost 46 pounds.
That's amazing. That is very, very fast for that period of time. Say that number again, 46?
It was 46 pounds, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And, you know, that was during the crazy beginning of the pandemic when none of us knew what was happening. I was panic baking like everybody else, right?
Yes. Yes. I definitely was doing that too. But something clicked inside of me. It worked. I was making good choices about what I was eating, even though I was doing the baking too. I was doing all of the things that everybody else was and I had started working at home instead of going out and going out to a job. And it gosh, the world was crazy at that point. I mean, it still sort of is, but anyhow, it scares me to think where I would be now if I had not found intermittent fasting.
I think you're right, you know, because we hear the data, the reports of, you know, the average COVID weight gain here in America, and it's a lot of pounds average. And so to be someone who not only escaped the weight gain, but lost an amazing amount of weight during that whole crisis, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was. I was very happy. And, you know, it's just so rewarding because you see it happening. I'm a person who is very visual. And I think one of the things that I love about intermittent fasting is it's a check mark a day. You have a successful fast of however many hours, 18, 20, 22, 12, if you're just
right. Yes.
Whatever that number is for you, but you check mark it that day. It's a highlight for me when I'm making a list to myself and I get something accomplished. It's a highlight across the page. And it was every day I could highlight, oh, another fast, another fast, another fast. And to date, I'm at 503 fasts.
503 fasts.
Yay! It's just got such a nice ring to it.
It really does. I wish we were recording on day 500.
I know. That would have been kind of
that would have been fun. 503. That's amazing. So it's a lifestyle now.
It absolutely is. I can't imagine not doing this. It's kind of funny because really, if I think about even having a day that I wouldn't fast, at least for pretty much my minimum is 15, 16 hours at a bare minimum. I don't even know what that looks like anymore.
Yeah.
Not to
me
fast.
Me neither. You know, I was at the beach with girlfriends recently and we decided to go out to brunch. And by the time we ate, it was 1 o'clock. I mean, that was a successful fast, you know?
Right.
By the time we all got there were five of us staying in my house. And so by the time we got everything together, you know, it took us till one to all be ready. But I couldn't imagine like going and eating early and then again, like I used to. It just wouldn't feel good.
I agree with you. I'm a late faster. So recently I heard a podcast where you found another person that actually has their open window in the morning, but that is not me. That
no.
I tend to open maybe around 3 or 4 p.m. and I'm closed by 7 or 8 p.m. So that's a typical day for me. But yeah, I can't imagine eating breakfast anymore or even a lunch at a regular time. I actually did today because I had an event with my team and I opened my fast around noon, which I had stopped eating. Oh, I don't know. It was a little earlier than normal last night. And one of my team members said, "Can you eat this early?"
Yes, I can do anything I want because intermittent fasting is flexible.
That's exactly right. And I sure can today. It's a special day.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, you absolutely can. And that's the thing that's so important to realize. You had a special lunch. The food was window worthy. You opened early. It was worth it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Although, how are you feeling right now? You feeling good or you're a little more draggy than you would have been?
Maybe a little more draggy, but that's just to be expected. I'll close my fast at my normal time tonight and tomorrow will be another day and it will be just fine.
Yep. And it's not anything to worry about, nothing to stress out about and no big deal. Whenever I open early, you know, I've talked about it before. If I open early, I tend to have a longer window because I'm not good at closing. and then going to bed hungry. So.
Yes. I've tried to switch it up just a little bit lately in opening a little earlier and closing a little earlier just to see how it felt. And I sort of did well with it. It's what, and by early and late, I'm talking maybe opening around 1 p.m. and
right.
closing around 5 p.m. I did get a little hungry before I went to bed, but it wasn't bad. It was very tolerable. And then the next morning or the next afternoon, early afternoon, I went ahead and opened again. And it was okay, just for something different.
Just to try it out and see.
Right.
See how it goes. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the thing. And every day can be different. That's the beauty of it.
Sure.
If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know what a fan I am of Dr. Tim Spector and the work he's doing with Zoe. I was first introduced to his work in 2015, and I've been following his research ever since. What I love most about the Zoe Science and Nutrition podcast is that they have weekly interviews with world-leading experts who explain how their latest research can benefit your health. Recently, I was thrilled to finally meet him face-to-face as we recorded an episode for the Zoe Science and Nutrition podcast, and this episode aired on April 11th. We had a chance to talk about the world's biggest intermittent fasting study, and I had the opportunity to explain the clean fast to Jonathan, which may explain why he didn't enjoy his prior experiences with fasting. Search for Zoe Science and Nutrition on your podcast player or on YouTube to hear the latest episode, and don't forget to look for the April 11th episode to hear me, Tim, and Jonathan talk about the world's biggest intermittent fasting study. These days, achieving my health and wellness goals is more about making healthy habits that stick and less about quick fixes. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest takes care of the planning, prep, and cleanup by delivering my favorite veggie and fruit-packed options straight to my door. Yesterday, I had a sweet potato and wild rice hash harvest bowl to open my window, then a great dinner with Chad later on, and then I had an apple and spiced oat bite to close. I'm going to have to start hiding those from Chad because he loves them too. Not really. The solution is simply order more. Create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time, go to dailyharvest.com/ifstories to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/ifstories for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/ifstories. So what about your husband? What does his window look like and how has he done?
His window is more open, let's say. He typically fasts somewhere around the 16-hour period, and he's done well. He is of more of a thin build, more like what I've heard you talk about Chad, your husband.
Yeah.
but he has lost, I think, in the neighborhood of 10 pounds, which he is very happy with. He really, the only thing he wanted to do was lose a little in his belly. And he has done that to some degree. He would like to lose a little more, but he's not super aggressive with it. He still eats quite a bit of fast food and he makes it work for him.
Yeah.
So, but he's done well. He's very happy. I think he too would feel very odd if he wasn't fasting for at least the 14 or 15 or 16 hours that he typically does. If he goes much over that, he gets a little cranky. He's just
not. Dad does too. They're not getting into ketosis. Chad does. Even though every day, I think he, right before that switch would be flipped, he's like, I'm ready to eat now. So I'm like, okay.
It's the hangry thing coming
in. A little bit. Yeah. He's not as fat adapted. So I totally get what you're saying. When he's ready to have his lunch, he needs to have his lunch. He's not good at like, let's just wait a couple hours. Mm-mm.
No. We can't do that either. When it's time, it's like a bell goes off.
Yeah.
It is time.
That's right. And what's so funny is, you and I, we could just keep going. We're fine. Or we're tapping into our fat stores. We could go 3 more hours, whatever.
Yes. No, no, not going to happen for them. Nope.
I love that. So how, when y'all have your meetings, I'm going circling back to the group that Tammy set up.
Yes.
How many people are sticking around and still doing it? How large are the meetings? I mean, I know it's different now in this coronavirus age, this COVID time, but how's that looking? I know it's been almost a year since I talked to her.
Yes.
On the podcast. Over a year by the time this comes out as far as like episode date, but in the real world, just about a year.
Right. So it's going very well. So I believe that the Facebook group number is up to about 1,200. And wow. We're very excited about that. And we're just starting really back with the face-to-face. We've just had, I believe this coming Sunday will be our third month that we've been back in session face-to-face. We're running a little lower than we would like to be on that. I think the last meeting we had 20 or so.
That's still amazing.
Yeah, it's still great. And we have good participation from those that are there. And we're just trying to still reach out to others and let them understand that it's so important to be able to meet face to face and to be able to just bond with the other people who are doing this. It's so important to be able to have that moral support. And Facebook is great. The meetings that we have on there are terrific, but there's nothing like being face to face with people. I've missed that so in this COVID environment. And it's just wonderful to be able to be face-to-face, even if we do still have our masks on sometimes.
Right.
It's nice to be face-to-face.
Well, yeah, I really have missed my Saturday morning coffee group. You know, we had that going so long, you know, during the pandemic. Then we tried to start it back up again because where we met, they had an outdoor area where we could go and sit when things were a little more relaxed. And we went, but then they closed that down again. So we weren't able to meet. So I think we're at the point now where we have to start getting back into that habit. You know, and then I was working on my new book, and so I was very busy. I'm like, y'all are just going to have to wait till I'm done with that. But, you know, having that support is so important. And, you know, I love that Tammy did that. You know, I suspect for Tammy, it was just like for me, starting a support group, she helps all of you, but it also helps her tremendously.
It does.
It's accountability for her. It's accountability for you, for everyone who comes. And, you know, when I started my very first Facebook support group in 2015, it was accountability for me.
Absolutely.
Every bit as much as it was for helping others. So I would really encourage everyone who's listening, you know, connect with a few friends, even if you're having Zoom meetings, whatever it is.
Exactly. And if you are in the Louisville area, if you can come and join us, we would love that very much. On Facebook, we're under Measure Me Life. The address is measuremelife.com on the internet. And we would just be more than happy to have anybody join us that is interested in any way, even if you're just curious about it, come and join us and see what it's all about. It's not just about weight loss. We've said that
exactly.
So many times. It is not just about weight loss. Weight loss is great, but like we've said too, it's more of a benefit, a side benefit of just being healthier and feeling better.
Exactly. It's such a healthy way to live. And once you really adjust to it and get out of that diet mentality completely, it becomes just a very freeing way to live. That's easier said than done sometimes, I know.
It truly is. And I'm not always proud of everything that I eat. My fasting windows are great. I have done a really very good job of keeping my windows open and closed when they should be. But I haven't done the greatest job of what I've eaten. And I own that. I mean, that's on me. I can choose to eat whatever, but then that's my responsibility. I am striving to make better decisions with that. And I want to, because I do still eat fast food. I do still eat processed food some, but I'm trying to make that transition to make better choices of what I'm eating, because then I know I'll feel even better with that. But my battle has been long. I started out as a child pretty thin. I was okay really until puberty. And then I started gaining a little weight here and there. As I reached adulthood, I wasn't terribly heavy. I was overweight, but I wasn't obese. I guess by the time I reached my 29th birthday or so, I'd gotten to the obese point. I was weighing about 200 pounds. And I thought, gosh, what am I going to do about this?
Right.
And I thought, well, actually, the job that I was working at that time, we started to do a Biggest Loser. It wasn't called that back then.
Yeah.
But that's essentially what it was.
So a weight loss competition.
That's right. Exactly. So we all chipped in $20 and we said, okay, well, we're just going to see who can lose the most weight in a couple months. Okay. Wasn't really, you know, really tight rules or whatever. So I went for lunch that day and I was pulling up to a fast food restaurant that I'd been to many, many times before and was getting ready to order the same sandwich as I had before. And I thought, wait a minute, if I'm going to do this, I really need to stop. I need to figure out what I'm going to do to lose this weight. Well, at the time, low fat was very, very popular, and that became my champion. It was absolutely how I lost weight the first time that I really gave it any kind of effort at all. I lost 55 pounds, and I was on top of the moon. As a matter of fact, I was so dedicated to it that for my birthday, my coworkers bought me a birthday cake, and I wouldn't even eat my birthday cake. Because it had too much fat.
Oh, I've been there.
I was looking back at it. It's like, oh my goodness, that was terrible to do that to your coworkers.
I know. I'm sorry, not on plan.
I know, right. But I kept that off for a while. So the low fat worked for me for a while. But like so many stories that we hear, I wound up gaining weight back. My daughter was born in 2020. And with that, when she was up eating in the middle of the night, I thought, oh, I want to eat too. She's eating. I'm going to eat. So
what year was that your daughter was born?
2020. I'm sorry, 2000. Oh my goodness.
I know. I was like, I don't think that's
just
right.
Just through 2020.
I'm a little confused. Okay. The year 2000. Yep. 2000. Yep. So that was right about the time that I was having my babies. See, I thought we were around that since you were talking about low fat. I was like, me too. We had my babies were born in 98 and 99.
Gotcha. So, yeah. Yep. So Jess was born in 2000. But so when she was eating, I thought I needed to be eating too. So my weight ballooned up. I lost a little more, gained more again, lost more. My weight, if you looked at my graphics on my weight over the past 25 years, it looks like ventricular tachycardia. If there's any medical people out there at all, it spikes and then it plummets and then it spikes and then it plummets. It's terrible. But intermittent fasting has taught me that there is a way that you can sustain a weight loss without having to do the trick diets. I remember the little, I've heard you talk too about some of the chewables that were out even in the 80s. Like, were they called AIDS or something?
They were. AIDS.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly, but I think they had to change the name or take it off the market when the AIDS epidemic hit. It was one of those like unfortunate, but that the AIDS candy.
Yes.
It was candy, but it came first. Then we had the AIDS epidemic and they're like, okay, not a good name now.
Exactly. Right? But I remember even back at that point in my life, I was I think a teenager at that point when those were out. I remember my mom having those and she didn't have a huge weight problem, but you know, she always felt like she could lose a pound or two. So it was,
I wonder what was in those. Was it really just candy? Did it have amphetamines in it? I mean, nothing would surprise me.
It seems like there was something that would expand in your stomach to make you feel full. I'm trying to remember too, but it seems like it was something like that.
The first diet product I ever bought was Slim Fast.
Oh,
I don't know how that was supposed to work. You just drink your Slim Fast. But I was like, I remember I'm like, okay, here, the first time I wandered through the diet section, I was like, all right, what are these products? Ooh, Slim Fast. You drink it and you lose the weight.
And
that sounds amazing. Slim Fast. If we'd have just known it was just fasting, skip the Slim Fast and just fast.
That's right. That's right. If we could have just come up with that then, that would have been great.
So your mom tried the AIDS candy?
She did. And it didn't do anything for her either. It was a gimmick, just like so many other things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
After your daughter was born, you just did your weight just keep going up, up, up?
It did. I'm trying to remember like where I was at that point. I was probably 160s or so at that point, and it just started climbing. And I do like to exercise. I love to walk. I've been a runner historically. I love to play softball, volleyball, sports, that kind of thing. And so I've always been very active with that when I could. But then I would lose weight, I would be active, everything would be going fine. And then I would have an injury, a back injury or a knee injury or something like that. And then that would make me more sedate. And then I would start eating, of course. And it just was that vicious cycle, really, of just trying to balance everything. And there's just never been anything like intermittent fasting.
It's true. And, you know, those crazy diets are not sustainable, but intermittent fasting is.
Yes.
And you nail the clean fast, you dial that in, and then you can start working on what you're eating in your eating window.
Right.
If and when you're ready.
Exactly. Exactly. And there, I think it's even important to mention that there are times in your life that it's, you can, you do figure it out. You do better with it. You know, 503 fasts in, I haven't always eaten fast food every day.
Right.
But so there are some days that I've chosen very well. And other days I've had chocolate cake. Not that you can't have chocolate cake.
Exactly.
As often as you want it. But I've just tried to make better decisions as often as I can. But it's forgiving in that you just jump right back in the next day with trying to do better and just trying to figure it all out. But either, however you look at it, you're still healthier. There are still so many other health effects that are beneficial and good that just looking at it for weight loss, you know, it's okay. You can do that. But there's just so much other that is beneficial.
Absolutely. That's very, very true. So what health benefits have you seen along the way?
Well, I think the most significant thing for me has been a relief from the brain fog.
Oh, yeah.
I have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and the brain fog is so much better. There are times that I've felt like I couldn't put two words together to make a sentence when I was right in the throes of eating whatever, whenever. And that has been significantly impacted, I feel. Just inflammation in general, I feel like has decreased. My ankles used to swell like crazy because a lot of my job is sitting, working at a computer, and my ankles would swell like crazy, my ankles and even up into my calves. And intermittent fasting has made a significant difference for me on that. My skin is better. Just in general, I feel better. I don't feel like I have fibro anymore.
That's fantastic. And like before, did you have pain with your fibromyalgia?
Yes, just chronic general pain. Nothing.
And tiredness. There's a lot of tiredness, right?
Like
needing to take naps.
So. Yes, very much so. I was tired all the time. There, I do feel like intermittent fasting too. You know, we've heard tell of the intermittent fasting making a difference, at least immediately with energy levels. And I sense that. I absolutely sense that. But I still feel that. I have a lot more energy than I did 2 years ago, let's say, the summer of 2019 before I started. I feel like I have a lot more energy. And I'm thankful for that. I get a lot more done. I can be a lot more productive for sure.
Yeah, I used to be a napper. I would come home from work and need a little nap before I could like really make dinner. I mean, I didn't always get to take one, but I can just remember coming home and being like, I just got to lay down. Everyone leave me alone for a few minutes. Let me take a nap. And I can't even imagine taking a nap at like 5 p.m. to get through the rest of the day.
Right, right. Me either. Not anymore. Not anymore.
Not at all. No. So what about other non-scale victories? Or does that just pretty much sum it up?
That pretty much sums it up. It's just a general overall well-being feeling, I think, that's been significant for me. Besides the things that I've already mentioned, it's just been just an overall, it's just a feeling of accomplishment as well. That's a big non-scale victory for me. Just, you know, just as far as being able to have accomplished what I've accomplished with it has been really, really good for me.
Because this is the first time since you hit that first time you hit the, obese range, this is the first time you've ever, you know, you said before about your, I can't remember the medical term you used, your weight graph going up and down, tachycardia, is that what you said?
Ventricular tachycardia.
Yeah. Up and down. And it's not done that. It's been probably maybe a little up and down as it's trending down.
Yes, definitely. Yes. And that is very true. It's been very interesting to watch and learn what I can eat and you know, just from the different things that has happened. You know, we all have stressors in our life.
And oh, yes.
My goodness, if COVID hasn't been one of the biggest stressors, I don't know how you would classify it. Along with that, for me, I did change jobs in January. And also, I have an ailing dog. And, you know,
those are... I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's just been... Life happens. And yep. It's what you do with it. And it's how you deal with it to be able to overcome whatever is going on. I certainly believe that God is out there to help us. And I believe that He led me to intermittent fasting and being able to listen to Tammy and her information right there at the beginning when I really started.
You were just ready for it. You were ready to hear it. And then there it was. And you didn't even have to think twice about it, did you?
I really didn't. At the time, my office was in my dining room and it was just so easy to reach over and grab a snack and continue working. And oh, look, there's a cookie. Oh, that looks so delicious. I think I'll just munch on that while I'm working. And oh, it's time for a banana. And, you know, that was in the span of 15 minutes or something crazy, but it was the right time, the right information at the right time.
So how much weight did you go on to lose overall? And do you feel like you're done?
I am not done. So over this last period of time where I have changed jobs and where I have my ailing dog, I have actually been stressed enough that I've picked up a little weight. I'm up about 10 pounds from where I once was. So I'm still at a 30 to 35 pound weight loss. And I'm thankful for that. I am thankful that I've been able to even maintain that piece of it, you know, because stressors do come. And
oh, yeah.
I think what I want to make sure, you know, to mention here is that it's okay. You might have an upward fluctuation.
Yep.
Just get right back on the plan, stay with your fasting and do your best the next day. This is life. This is not a race. It's just life. And it's how we handle it. It's how we process our information that is coming in every day. And it's just so important to be able to do the best we can with what we have every day and then move on.
Yep. Stress is a huge factor. Also hormonal issues. I know we're a similar age. Or how are you on that transition, the hormonal transition that women love to discuss right now?
Oh, right? It comes up so often, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, yes. It's important. You know?
It is. Yes, I am right there at that age. And so that has been my transition plan over this year also.
But you're not quite on the other side.
I am on the other side.
Are you on the other side? Okay.
I am considering myself on the other side. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
And I am older though than you are though, Jen. I'm 58. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was one of those late menopause gals, I guess.
You were a late menopause gal. All right. I was exactly like clockwork when they're like, this is the average age, 51. And I'm like, okay, there I am, average.
Yeah, jealous. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I won't complain. I'd rather be average on that than late.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's true.
But, you know, when you're going through that transition, I know it's normal to pick up a few pounds. That's why I was asking
yes.
if that could have played a role in it. But
and it could have. It did seem like for a while I just hit this brick wall where mm-hmm. regardless of what I did, I really wasn't dropping weight. But again, that was okay because I was maintaining. And I over the winter of, so just this past winter, I wasn't able to be as active either with,
right.
I was walking every day and sometimes I was running as well when my knees would allow that. And all of that combined, it just has, it's taken a little toll, but I am not dissuaded. I am just as motivated as I was on day one to keep going. And I'm really hopeful over the course of this, the rest of this year, that I will continue with a weight loss and get, you know, to be more of where I would like to be. I would certainly still love to be 20 or 25 pounds down from where I am. That's what would make me really happy at this point, as far as looking at a number on a scale. But I just want to feel good. I just want to be able to wake up in the morning and roll out of bed and say, oh, it's a beautiful morning. It's going to be a great day. And I can do that anyway. But, you know, it's just having that additional poundage gone.
I get it. Oh, I get it. And it can be frustrating when you have plateaued at a place that's not where you want to be. You know, I've plateaued, right?
Sure.
Since I'm at maintenance, that's my goal. My goal, luckily, I plateaued at goal. That's what we all want. But to have plateaued above where you would like to see yourself can be frustrating, but you seem like you have a great attitude towards it because you're enjoying what you're doing.
I am. I enjoy life. I enjoy what I do as far as my work. And it's a pleasure to just be living, you know, and doing what I get to do every day. I'm blessed with a beautiful family, with great friends, and I'm just happy.
I love it. There's nothing better than happy. So if you did want to tweak anything, what do you think you would tweak? If you were like, okay, I'm ready, you know, we're the stress part is I'm coming to a less stressful time, get some things going. What might you want to tweak?
Well, definitely better food choices. And I think by saying that, what I really would want to do is to be able to spend just a little more time in the effort of, okay, for, and it's not as aggressive as meal planning, but just to be able to say, okay, instead of a pizza tonight for supper, we're going to have roasted chicken and broccoli, just to be able to devote a little bit more time to the thought process of doing that. Because when you're stressed and when you're busy and when everything seems like it's kind of crashing down around you in some ways, it's just very easy to push that button on the pizza and say, okay, well, we're going to do that tonight. And then, you know, tomorrow we're going to do something better. So
I 100%. Yeah, that is so true. Do you still have kids at home or is your daughter out of the home?
She is just now home from her second year in college.
Okay.
And so she's technically at home and technically at college some of the time. So yeah, she's still at home.
The reason I asked is because I promise you the meal delivery services, have you tried any of those meal kit delivery companies? Because that is, if it wasn't for that, I don't know what I would be doing. But just the fact that I have this food and I, you know, you plan it and it's, you pick, you know, your lots of veggies over the course of your week and then it comes, then you have to eat it.
Mm-hmm. We have not, and I have considered it many times when, mm-hmm. as I'm walking and listening to your podcasts, I hear about the one that you recommend, and I've had other friends recommend them, and I just have not done it yet. But that's something I'm going to write myself a note, and we're going to try that. A direct recommendation from Jen.
Yeah, I really think that for anybody who's struggling, because honestly, like if these companies are great, and it's very unusual to have one not arrive when it's scheduled to, but sometimes something happens in shipping, mm-hmm. and the box won't come. FedEx will like throw it away, or you know, UPS, depending on which company it is, they come different ways and it won't arrive. And so then you'll have like these few nights a week where you don't have any food. And I'm like, I have no idea how to eat. But that's how I used to approach every day of my life, you know, not having any idea. So I would fall back on driving through or picking something up at the grocery store in the deli section. But those meal delivery kits, I mean, even if they were not sponsoring the podcast, because forgetting about all that, they have saved my eating and gotten me to be more adventurous with what I would eat and what I like. And, you know, I would buy, you know, I'd choose one. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to like beets. So I'm going to try it anyway. You know, worst case scenario, I'll survive. But I could not recommend them highly enough just because of that. If you're trying to, you know, get out of that rut of grabbing pizza, it's so much easier. And different companies have different, you know, I've used all of them over the time. You know, Green Chef sponsors this podcast. And I don't know, you're probably not allowed to talk about other ones when you're sponsored, but I'm going to anyway. Sunbasket is a good one for if you really are in a hurry, if you want to grab something quick, because they have some ready meals. But I actually use Green Chef every single week and Sunbasket every single week. So forgive me, Green Chef, but there are 7 nights in a week and I have to eat all 7.
That's right.
Exactly. Cool. So they really, you know, find the meals that your family will mm-hmm. eat and that can be quick. Green Chef is fabulous because it's often pre-prepped.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that information very much. Mm-hmm. And I will do that. I will absolutely reach out to one or both of those companies.
Yeah. Well, I've got a link on jenstevens.com, but I'm not just saying it because they sponsor my podcast, but honestly,
yes.
I mean, I was a fan. I started using these meal delivery companies in 2016. Mm-hmm. As soon as I found out about them, I started using them back then. And like I said, I've tried all of them, but they really, and that's, you know, when Plated was sponsoring the podcast before they stopped with their whole business, I actually reached out to them and said, I love you. Will you sponsor my podcast? Because they're such a lifesaver, and it changed my life. So, I mean, I will honestly say meal delivery companies changed my life every bit as much as intermittent fasting did.
Wow.
I need the meal delivery company podcast. No, I'm kidding.
I'm sure you'd be successful.
Well, but they really honestly changed my life. Like I said, every bit as much as intermittent fasting because of it changed what I eat.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. It absolutely, if you have it there, just like you said, if mm-hmm. you have it there, you're not going to let it go to waste and you're going
right.
to.
Right. I'm not.
No, me, I would not either. I agree.
Right.
I hear you.
And you don't have to order 7 nights a week like Jen mm-hmm. does, but I've just gotten to the point where I just like my cooking at home so much better than anything else. You know, we did go out to eat with friends over the weekend, and I've got now an extra meal that I've got to figure out what to do with, but I'll cook it, you know, and I'm going out of town later this week, so I'll cook it and Chad will have it. So it still won't go to waste.
Right.
Or I've been known to dismantle a meal and shuffle it around.
That's a good idea. Well, sure.
You can still use the ingredients. Exactly. So
whatever works.
Exactly. So anyway, that's just a little tip from me to you. Try it and see and let me know.
I will do that.
Because they're really, you try them all. They all have special deals. Even if you're not getting them through my link, try them and see what's a good fit for your family.
I will do that. I appreciate that advice.
Well, good.
You know, intermittent fasting is, I can't be appreciative of the concept enough. I've been fortunate enough to be able to share information with a lot of my friends. My friend Laura has been very successful with intermittent fasting. She reached out to me at one point when I had lost weight and said, okay, tell me your secret. What's going on? You got to fill me in here on what's going on. My friend Britt has, you know, they've both done very, very well in losing weight. I was even fortunate enough in the company that I worked for before my current one, they had ways to reach out and just have groups that we could formulate on a Facebook type platform, but it was for a specific purpose. And we didn't have an intermittent fasting group. And so I got to formulate one.
Oh, I love that.
I know. It was really fun. And I got to share a lot of information. I could share my story and people could join, you know, as a lot of the platforms like that work. But I think I wound up with about 25 people before I turned it over to the person that took my place at that company. And it was just nice to be able to hear their feedback, and they would ask questions occasionally. And I got to recommend delay, don't deny to them. And that was a lot of fun. And just being able to share my experience and just being able to reach out to somebody on a much smaller level than what you have and what Tammy has, but just to be able to share it. It's part of the grand part of intermittent fasting and just being able to share something that's worked for you is so rewarding. And it just gives you, and I'm sure you experience this every day, but just for somebody to be able to be successful and be happy with how things have turned out for them and what they have accomplished is just amazing.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA.
Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It really is. And I think we're at a point right now, it's very different than, you know, 5 or 6 years ago when people thought it sounded crazy. But now everyone has heard about it enough that, you know, they know someone who's done it. They know someone who's had success. They may have even dabbled themselves. And just not being afraid to share, you know, sharing without fear and knowing that even if someone isn't ready to commit right now, that you're planting that seed.
Yes. Agreed. It just is so life-changing. It is, it's just hard. It's hard to explain to someone who has not experienced the impact and the benefit of it. Mm-hmm. I've also talked to other friends and relatives about it, and they just don't see the benefit. They don't see the potential good in what can come of it. Oh, there's no way that I can fast for that long. I can't go without eating for 3 hours, much less 16 or 18. Mm-hmm. I hear it all the time. And I just try to encourage them, just give it a chance. Just start off fasting. And if you fail, it's not a failure. If you don't make it to 12 hours, oh, well, go ahead and eat if you feel like you need to. And then try it again tomorrow. You might surprise yourself.
Yeah, my own mother. I know, I'm sure you've heard me talk about this before. My own mother, she lives in Virginia. I don't see her I haven't seen her forever because of the pandemic. I'm going to see her this summer, which has been weird. She was in the group that was, you know, not traveling and staying home and being safe. And anyway, but she was complaining last time she was here about her weight. And I said, look, come on now, you can do intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. You've got your daughter here. I can help you through it, you know.
I might be able to coach you.
I could coach you. And she said, no, I need to eat every. And I'm like, just try. And she said, no, but I'm like, okay, never mind. You know, and she lives alone. She's retired. She enjoys eating frequently throughout the day. So that's okay. She doesn't want to do intermittent fasting, and that's fine.
Yeah, it is. It is a personal decision.
Right.
And all you can hope is that someday she'll figure it out, just like my friends and family that I've talked to about it. I do hope that they figure it out, or I hope that they find something that works for them. You know, that's ultimately the most important thing. But intermittent fasting is such a great answer to this huge, huge issue for so many.
It really is. But yeah, you can't force it when they don't want to do it. And that's okay. And so I don't, you know, bring it up. The only reason I even brought it up is because she was talking about, you know, oh, I've put on some weight. And I'm like, look, we could do something about it. But no, I'm not going to bring it up. I don't want to hound her about it because that would be super annoying.
Right.
You don't want to hear from your daughter.
Well, it goes the other way too. I've got a neighbor that her daughter is maybe a little overweight and she wants to say something to her so badly. And I've even talked to the mother, my neighbor, about what I've been doing, and because she has seen my success and she wants to talk to her daughter about intermittent fasting so badly. But until a person is ready to hear it, it's not going to do any good.
Yeah. Never go up to that person who's not ready to hear it and say, I see that you're overweight. No.
No.
And mothers have to be really careful talking to their daughters.
Yes.
You know, of course, talking the other direction, daughters talking to mothers, that's one thing. But mothers talking to daughters, I mean, it'd be better to say nothing.
Yes.
Honestly, than to, you know, to make your daughter have some sort of, you know, if, like, you don't want to feel like you're judging. You don't want your daughter to feel like you're judging her weight.
Exactly.
And that can cause all sorts of problems, not just with the relationship, but with what your daughter tells herself in her head, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Because I remember, you know, hearing guests on the podcast who talk about, you know, their relationship with their mother or their father and the way their weight was managed as they were growing up. It does more harm than good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's exactly what you say. It's much deeper than the weight loss issue. It goes so much deeper than that and can cause so much damage in a relationship.
Absolutely. So, yeah, keep that away from it.
Definitely.
Is there anything that you struggle with in your intermittent fasting lifestyle?
Other than making the poor choices with food, not really. The fasting part, it's like I have this it's almost like a superpower to be able to just push through. Oh, I have a hunger pang. Oh, well, I'm just going to not even think about that. I'm going to ignore. I can drink my water.
Right.
It's like it doesn't even occur to me to eat if my stomach growls after 6 hours or whatever, because I know it's probably more dehydration and I need to drink water instead of actually eat anyway. That part has never been difficult for me, but it's just, it always goes back to just making better choices of the food that I'm consuming. And I know I can do it and I do it. I just need to be more consistent with it.
Yep. That makes total sense. I really think the food delivery companies not to keep going on about that, but I really think that that is such a good solution. It's harder when you have somebody else at home, though, your daughter. That's why I asked about that, because they're so convenient for two.
Yes.
But when you have one more mouth to feed, like when Will was here, still living at home, when we did Plated before they went out of business, it was easy because Plated had meals for three.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they went out of business and I had to choose companies that had meals for four or two. And, you know, some of the meals for two, you can stretch, you know, like if you get the vegetarian meal, just throw on a side of meat, you know, that's really easy to do.
Yes.
Because the vegetarian meals could serve three plus the addition of extra meat. But, you know, meals for four, then you have an extra, which worked out really well. When Will was living at home, I would do meals for four. And then that fourth serving would be Chad's lunch the next day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot more expensive. It's twice as expensive
sure.
when you're doing meals for four. So it's with two, we're saving money. Because when I would go to the grocery store, I'm not to be trusted.
Yes.
I make really bad choices. not like bad food, but I mean, like, I need this $12 worth of cheese. That's the kind of like, you know, I don't look at the prices. That drives Chad crazy. He's like, how much was it? I'm like, I don't even know.
I may have lost some of my responsibility for grocery shopping as well for maybe some of the same reasons.
That exact reason. He likes to go to the store. He likes to bargain shop. I don't even like to know how much it costs. I'm like, I would like to buy that organic asparagus. I don't know how much it is and I don't care.
That's just what I want. It's going
exactly.
In the basket.
So I really, you know, it saves us money eating meals for two versus gin gone wild at the grocery store.
That makes sense.
Buying, you know, $10 olives and stuff like that. That just looks.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are almost out of time. What would you tell someone just starting off with intermittent fasting, or what do you wish you knew when you first started?
Just try it. Just do it. It does not hurt one thing to start out on any given evening or morning or whenever, and just don't eat. Clean fast. Drink black coffee, drink unsweetened tea, drink water, and do it as long as you can. Just see how it goes. You don't have to make a lifelong commitment unless you're ready, unless you want to. See how it goes. It can only benefit you, really. It can't be a detriment, because if you break the fast earlier than you may have intended, there's no consequence. You,
exactly.
You go ahead and eat and you've tried it, and you might try it again tomorrow. You might try it again the next day, but just try it. Just, you know, not to take a slogan from anybody else, but just do it.
There you go. It really is true. Don't be afraid of it and just do it. And you can. Just every day is a new fast. And not one thing I would add, don't beat yourself up when your fast is shorter than you expected it to be, or when your window is longer than you expected it to be.
Agreed.
I still have those days, mm-hmm. even now. And it's called living life. And you don't feel guilty about it.
That's right. That is exactly right. And then there are times that you will plan to have a shorter fast. Mm-hmm. Typically, I fast a shorter period of time over the weekends because that's what works for our family.
Right.
But during the week, it's not unusual at all for me to have a 19, 20, 21, 22 hour fast. I've actually done a couple that were a little longer. Like I think my longest was 37 hours or something
right.
like that. And that was okay for, you know, just again, to change it up. We talk about changing it up all the time and just something to get your body unused to doing a 20 hour fast every single day or whatever.
Right.
It was good just to be able to do that.
Yep. Switch it up. No guilt. Live your life. Enjoy your life.
Absolutely.
Well, Jan, thank you so much for being here today and for sharing your story.
Thank you so much, Jen. I can't thank you enough for all you mean to us as intermittent fasters. Your books are fabulous, and I don't know how we would do it without you. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Do you have an intermittent fasting story to tell? Email me at jen@intermittentfastingstories.com, and I'll add you to the lineup. That's GIN@intermittentfastingstories.com. The world wants to hear your story. That's it for today. Remember, I may have a doctorate, but I'm not a medical doctor. So don't use anything you hear on this podcast as a substitute for medical advice. Please always check with your doctor or healthcare provider if you have medical questions. I'll talk to you next week, Fasting Family, where we will hear another inspiring story. Have a great week and fast on. Intermittent Fasting Stories is edited, mixed, and mastered by Resonate Recordings. To learn more, visit them at resonaterecordings.com or email them at hello@resonaterecordings.com. Intermittent Fasting Stories listeners will receive a free offer if you mention that you heard it on the podcast.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.